After reviewing the tape yesterday, it definitely reaffirmed the grit, the resiliency that we showed in the game yesterday. I thought the offensive and the offensive line in particular really played well. We knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage day, and I thought certainly the offensive line did that. The run game where that came to life, I thought that was good. As a team, it wasn't our best ball, and certainly that's the case defensively. But I do think the brotherhood that they built definitely showed up in that game. Some penalties, defensive PI, 12 men on the field, a false start. That part we have to get cleaned up. The explosive plays defensively that we gave up, that one definitely is something that we're going to totally focus on as we're going. But I'm proud of the guys in terms of the toughness they showed, the resiliency they showed, the grit that they showed. And with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game.
Coach, can you follow up with Julio Jones's status? Did he get an MRI today? And can you talk about
his had an MRI today. And I would say he'll be limited as we're going through the week and increasing to full as we get there. So that's all I got to report on that today.
And I know you've talked about this before, but are you a little bit more concerned that he keeps getting nicked up every week? It seems like it's a little something that's bothering
no,
him.
No, I think he's just, man, does he go hard, Vaughn. And so I know he knows his body really well, how to take care of himself. So that part is there. So, no, I'm not concerned at this point. This is a different injury than he had previously. So just, where a guy, fell on the back of his calf. So it's not an injury that was a recurring one. But the guy's an incredibly fast healer. He's extremely tough. So, no, I'm not concerned at this point.
And did anybody else get checked out today as far as
follow-up? No one that was, more banged up than another just from a normal game. What we're going to do is tomorrow we'll treat it like the day after a game. We've got an extended week this week, so that's how the players who had, injuries today were here to get in treatment. And then tomorrow will be what we'll call our Tell the Truth Monday, and then with the extended day we'll go through the week. So that's how we're going to prepare for the week.
Any update on Neil and Campbell's injuries?
Well, we'll start with Campbell. No update there yet. So we didn't bring him on the trip with us, left him back here to treat. He's off to a good start. He'll begin his rehab run protocol hopefully soon, but no update or timetable on his thing. He's working extremely hard to get back. As far as Neil goes, he'll be participating in practice as we get back into a limited fashion on Thursday, which is our first day of the week. So we'll see where it goes, but we're optimistic, but we'll just have to see how he goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on the three big work days.
Dan, in years past, in your defenses in Seattle, there was always a high number of penalties, and that's not to say your defense has been undisciplined, but what can you do, especially on the third downs that have just been killer?
No
what
doubt.
What can you do to minimize those?
Yeah, I'd love to say that does go with it, but like the jump off sides and like the false start, that's not an aggressive penalty. And so like losing that one for there, that one was a hard one. The PI, those are the ones that like, can we play that technique better? Yeah, we can. And so we're going to keep emphasizing that really hard. But you're exactly right. The third down penalties, the ones that extend drives, those are the ones that you totally get nailed with. As far as playing aggressive technique, we're going to stay doing that, but we're going to play that technique better. There's not one thing I can say, okay, hey, let's try something different. But we want to stay aggressive. But the undisciplined ones, that's the ones that really cause us to trouble.
Coach, how impressed are you by Matt? The red zone pick comes back with three trips to the red zone, three touchdowns.
Yeah, we started off slowly in the red zone and then totally flipped it. And so it was good to see the players on the sideline. Two examples specifically yesterday where I thought they totally had each other's back, and it showed when we had the foul of where the third down happened, we had the penalty, the guys went back, they went down to score. It wasn't an example of let down. It was more like let's go again. The same thing happened with the turnover in the red zone. They just knew when they get it again, they're going to have a good chance to go and score. So that part I was happy with. We started slowly in the red zone. It's an area of our game, both offensive and defensive, we've put a lot of work into, so I was glad to see a lot of that come to life at the end.
Saw a lot of success with the short passing game yesterday with Ryan getting the ball out quick. Also on week one, but a lot more yesterday. Is that something that you think you can press as an advantage with your style that you want to play?
Well, I know this. A lot of people got involved yesterday in terms of the catches. I thought the tight ends in specifically, they had a really big day. Both the running backs, I think when you totaled them up together, I looked at it, was over 160 yards running, catching. And I think just about everybody suited up, had the ball. So when you can have different guys catch it, the sliders, the deep plays, the plays out of the backfield, that's what makes it really challenging. I thought that was especially impressive by the offense yesterday, the amount of guys that got involved in the game.
I know you said last week that you do use tempo selectively.
We do.
Think it's an advantage. But you also said you didn't think it would fit your style to do it, I guess, more extensively. Could you please?
Yeah, I'd be glad to clear that up, because I think it's a good topic worth talking about for a little while right now regarding no huddle. Some people can think of no huddle like at the end of the game where you're in shotgun and throwing it every play. And that's not the no huddle that we use. We were probably in it about at least 25% of the time yesterday, where we play, you know, call plays at the line of scrimmage, and you'll still be under center and still do that. So in both games we've done that. We've definitely featured it more yesterday. That was the best thing for us to do to go wins. So that's what we did. But I want to make sure I was really clear on that in terms of how we use no huddle. It's not where it's just drop back all the time. We've got a really good run game. We know how to feature it, and some of those no huddle plays were in the runs yesterday. So it's not always in shotgun. Oftentimes it's right at the line of scrimmage. So I'm glad that you asked that.
Temple, that also means no substitutions. You're
that's correct. Yep, and we substitute at times, and those are the times, even if we're on the ball and we had to make a substitution, the umpire stands over the ball. So we feel like we can still attack when that happens as well.
Yeah, how pleased were you with the adjustment from week one to week two in your blocking, run blocking, everybody involved in that from the first, second, third level?
Yeah, we were, and we thought, you know, going into the game, we hoped we'd have some looks for us to get. We had some runs in yesterday that we hadn't shown prior. I thought it was an excellent job by the offensive line for the receivers to give some of these looks that we had to. We asked the receivers to come down and block inside on linebackers and safeties. They did that. So it was a good look for those guys. We know how hard these runners run. And, you know, the different styles and way we feature them, I thought they had a really good job getting going. I was particularly impressed by the offensive line identifying the runs, whether they were no huddle at the line of scrimmage or coming out. So Alex Mack was really the one up front that led that, makes the calls, and leads the way for us.
Hugh, at the beginning you said you didn't play your best, yet you went on the road.
Yeah.
How much better can you guys get?
I think a lot, Zach, and certainly defensively. That was yesterday offensively. It was closer in the first half. We felt like, man, we should be further ahead. We had a lot of yards, but we didn't get in the red zone, and we made some stops defensively. And then the second half, I really thought that's when the offense totally came through. After that penalty, I think we were down 14-13 at that time, and that's really when the offense took to life and said, hey, man, there's a lot of areas we're going to go attack. The tight ends involvement, that was a real sign, okay? That's a part of our game that we're getting better at. The run game and the line of scrimmage, but trust me, there's a lot of things for us to clean up on. And we knew it was going to be a tough place to play. We knew tough team that we're going against, who's very explosive. So for us to go out there, play like we were capable of, getting the win, and still have a lot of things to clean up on, we're excited about that.
Yeah, can you talk when, in your DC days, when somebody has ball distribution and you're watching that film this week, how much more difficult the week gets, because I'm assuming you can run a bunch of different plays off of the sets that you show.
That's for sure. And oftentimes it comes up on third downs. So many times there's a third down featured player. It might even be in this down and distance. There could be a receiver that's, you know, really good running option routes on third and threes, fours, fives. And now when the tight ends can get involved, that makes a big difference. We know that firsthand, you know, when you have to go against a guy, this guy might be third down, but also you better take care of the tight end too. And oh, by the way, the running back's, you know, a tough matchup. So finding those little ways to create matchups, I thought the offense did a really good job in the game in that way.
Coach, what did you say about the pressure as far as creating more pressure on the quarterback versus week one versus what you saw yesterday?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there was any more. It's an area I'm not pleased with, I can tell you that. You know, as a, you know, for us to play like we need to, that part of our game has got to come through. I think we had nine times we got the quarterback off the spot yesterday, three hits, but we're a work in progress for sure there. We got work to do. We got a long season ahead, and we're going to get a lot better at it, but we're not where I'd like to be yet in terms of the way we want to go after the QB.
Because the line is so big, did you have to use bigger guys? Seemed like we saw Upshaw, Babineau out there.
We did some, and we knew that, you know, in the run game, especially when they were in some three wide sets, we wanted to have some bigger guys inside. The runs that hurt us were actually more in the big personnel groups, and I think we had four explosive runs, one for, you know, 18, 26. So some of those were in the longer, you know, in the bigger personnel packages, which as a normal part of our game, we're usually pretty stout in that area. So that was the game plan going in, knowing we had to have some bigger guys at times.
With so many yards in the NFL now, coming off what we know now is the passing version of this game.
Sure.
The fourth and two stop at midfield, is that about as good as it gets in terms of
it does.
Play?
It does. And, you know, for Ish to have that kind of tackle against the back, you know, where we had a really good stop inside, I thought just really disciplined technique at the line of scrimmage, a very good tackle against good backs. Those are the ones, man, as a coach, that you really appreciate, because it's the competition's at the highest, everything's on it, and those plays are ones that, man, it's not the game's decided on this play, but it damn near is. And having those chances where you get a chance to give your team the ball back with that kind of field position, those are big ones.
Dan, just out of curiosity, he was going to snap it on that play?
I talked about not. Yeah, so that was one of the things we call it a no-brainer, and where it's a big shift or they go to empty, and it's definitely one that we practice. So we generally alert them. But, yeah, that thought crossed my mind as well.
Yeah, following up on that play, the way that Ish made that play,
yep.
Does that allow you to maybe buy some time with Keanu, saying that Kamal's playing pretty well right now? We don't have to rush him back.
Yeah, I thought Ish played a terrific game. And it's the tackling, you know, down in the box. That's where he's featured best. And so, yeah, when he comes back and when Keanu is able to come back, Ish will certainly still have a role in doing what we do. He is very reliable, Vaughn, in terms of his tackling, his approach. I thought this was one of his best games. He really demonstrated the toughness for his team. He got banged up on a couple times and just kept having this warrior mindset, I'm going to go continue this fight. And that's what this game was. We knew it was going to come all the way down. It took the whole time for us to go win it. We had that mindset coming in, and I thought he was a really clear example of that.
Just out of curiosity, on the Janikowski field goal at the end of the half, no one was sent back deep. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, knowing that he was able to hit that one from that distance, so that was the only reason why. I think it was right at that point where you could go back. Yep, that's certainly one we talked about right at it. We planned for him right about the 40, 42 for his, that he can make it from there. I think that's right about where the line was.
Saints have lost two tough games, still searching for that first win. Your experience, are desperate teams dangerous teams?
They're dangerous because they've lost two games by 4 points, and I think this team could just as easily be 2-0 as 0-2, and that's the facts of it. We're excited because it's another division game, and we didn't start in this division like we wanted to. So for us to have a chance to go play in the division right again, right out in front of this season, that fires us up. They're a really good team, and just so happens they're a really good team that dropped their first two really close games, one in a big shootout, one that was close. And we know we'll have our work cut out for us. Another chance for us to go on the road in another great environment, and one that we're really looking forward to.
Brian Poole's the guy who got thrust into a pretty big role in defense. Right?
He did.
Tackling is something you talk about a lot. How do you feel like he's evaluated in that way?
Yeah, that part of his game, I thought when we're playing our zone and tackling, that's when Brian's at his best. He also had a significant role on kickoff. I believe he had a tackle inside the 20. So he just keeps getting better, and we're going to continue to push him and find all the different things that he can do. But he has a real clear understanding of how to play that inside spot. I think Marquand has done an excellent job with him, all the training, and now keeps getting better the more you go. And the more confidence you gain, you give him a little more and more things to do. But we're going to make sure we keep him in his role. Playing nickel, he's doing a good job with that.
Dan, comment on the kill the clock offense at the end of the
yeah.
game and the execution that they got done there.
And I thought, what a great example for Sanu on the third down catch to go. At that point, they went down and scored on us. That was disappointing when you got a two-touchdown lead and to let them go all the way down. They kind of checked the ball down a number of times. And then for us to go get it again and knowing we're going to have to, you know, get a third down to convert, they did that. And then as it got down to all the way to the end, you know, what I want to go back and look at was there some other plays that could have been extended further so you didn't even have to go with the punt. But honestly, at the end there, we knew those guys would good run, good design, and then for Mo to come up with a big catch at the end, I thought that was really huge.
What was the missed tackle count, Dan?
10.
Didn't look like that much on TV.
Yeah, there was 4 on the last drive alone. So those are the ones that get those leaky yards where pass could have been 6 yards and it ended up being 13 yards and another first down. So doing right longer is that example too of the 2 minute, but honestly it was an all day battle, and one I was pleased with the toughness for the guys, but yeah, for having 10 missed tackles, that's a lot.
You touched on this at the beginning, but in the first week you had 8 players catch passes and yesterday you had 9. Would you be comfortable in saying that you think you have one of the most versatile offenses of all the teams in the NFL?
I would be comfortable saying that because of the ability. We also have a really good run pass balance, and although in the first game we didn't have the success in the run game, in this game that we did. But it's the different styles that we're able to play. We know how to feature the guys. The more we're around and we get to know better, now we have a better feel for Hooper. We certainly know our running back so well. For years, you know, Matt and Julio have had a fantastic connection. Now we've added other players to complement that with Mo and Aldrick. And, you know, Hardy is now a real factor in that as well. So we love the fact that there's a number of guys that get involved in it. We really do.
In the running game, I mean, was it Vitri or Chris Chester up front. What do you think was going on up there yesterday that allowed you guys to run football?
I wouldn't say it was one guy, but I would say this. The attitude that we played with at the line of scrimmage, it was impressive. The receivers, although we give them the credit, the things that don't show up on the stat sheet are the blocking and the toughness they played with. There were some excellent blocks from the outside on the perimeter to allow, you know, Free and Coleman to get up through and break through on some. So they don't show up on the stat sheet, but their teammates know them, their coaches know them in terms of the attitude and the effort they played with. There were some different looks that we used in the run game this week, but honestly, it was just guys doing, you know, all together. It wasn't, well, we didn't miss on this guy, and last week this guard missed, or we missed on the crack, where in this week we nailed our opportunities to go get it.
Yeah, there's an expression in sports that all evens out in the end, the Hardy play. Have you found out over the years that you think it all evens out in the end? Or?
I totally do, and it's funny that you bring that up. You know, as we got out early and we got into the meeting, we really talked about, you know, calling on our effort. And how hard we play, and making sure that's totally demonstrated. As a player, that's, you know, one of the things you totally have control of, like how hard you go, how hard you're willing to bring it for your guys. Can you show that kind of toughness and determination? So when you're calling on that kind of effort, you know, call it a championship game mindset effort in terms of how hard you want to play, it does give you recall because now this is the standard I can play with. And so every once in a while you see a guy demonstrate what he can do, and then now we're asking him to call on it again. So I was really pleased with the toughness of the guys.
There are a lot of running back dudes in the NFL today who win games, but there aren't a lot that have both guys who are such good receivers. So how important is it for you to know that regardless of whether it's Devontae or Tevin out there, you have a good receiver?
Well, I think the most important thing, it's for the play caller. You know, you don't have to have a certain player in. And then defensively, they can't just say, okay, if this player is in, you have to be really alert for the pass, or if this player is in, it's more of a run. With these two guys, it's very balanced in terms of the run pass when they're in. So that's a real credit to both of them, how hard they work at it, both in the run game and catching out of the backfield.